He is bigger than ever. No, they don't see him as vulnerable. They'd love for him to be vulnerable. It'd be easier to crush him. He's influential. And I think that he has begun to be influential, not just among conservatives in America, but also libertarians, also those on the left who are very much part of the anti-war movement. Look, I don't like everything he has to say. I don't agree with everything he has to say. But he interviews really interesting guests. I didn't know who Colonel Douglas McGregor was, but I learned because of Tucker Carlson's program. And I think he has really interesting insights in foreign policy. He's not getting interviewed by CNN. He's not getting interviewed by corporate media or legacy media. And I think Tucker brings up some thought-provoking points on a lot of issues that I care about. And so his influential nature is precisely the reason why he's a critic.
Guys, catch me up to speed on this. When did Anna have her, like, I'm going to simp for the Kremlin arc? Because that's the only interesting ideas that you ever hear from Douglas McGregor. Like, if whenever he's on a show, he's here to talk about how Putin had no choice but to invade Ukraine. And it's actually these dirty Ukrainians' fault. And they're actually all ethnically cousins. And they want to be run by Vladimir Putin. And that's the interesting ideas. I guarantee you, guys. I guarantee you that's what she's talking about. Gavin and I have covered this for a long time because some of you guys think, you know, we're you know, we don't cover Ukraine and Russia enough, but at that time we were covering it all the freaking time because everybody was. And it was so clear that the only people who parade this Douglas McGregor guy out are people who want to cheerlead for Russia. It was so obvious. And it was like, well, Russia's the, you know, the aggressor in this war. They're the imperializer in this war. Why are all these anti-imperial tanky shows getting on board with Russia? Well, we know why. And that's just so weird to see it all come full circle back to Anna.
Yeah, for one, I mean, she's, like I've said before, but she's literally just doing what Jimmy Dore did like 7 years ago. But now, Tucker Carlson is not a new kid on the block. Like, she's talking about how influential he's become. Bro, Tucker Carlson has been one of the top dogs in right-wing media for basically as long as we've been doing the show and before.
Oh, like, dude.
If anything, he's less fucking influential now than when he was actually on Fox News. Let's keep it real. But to act like, oh, like we have to acknowledge that how influential Tucker has become. What are you fucking talking about? You're just giving him credit because he's been kissing up to you and you want some of his audience now that you've left the left or whatever. But Jimmy Dore already did this shit like 5 or 6 fucking years ago. And at the time, you correctly, accurately identified it as a total fucking embarrassing humiliation and a complete grift. They're just desperately trying to glom on to Tucker's Nazi audience. But you're 100% right about Doug McGregor, Colonel Douglas McGregor, Zach, about the constant, just nauseating Putin propaganda that he engages in. And obviously this is what led to the famed or infamous, you know, spat with ourselves and Aaron because of the way he conducted himself during this exchange. But let's just relive this minute or two because, again, this is who Douglas McGregor is. This is what he spends his time doing. This is how he makes his money. He's a Russian propagandist, and he does it under the guise of being anti-war, which is hilarious because how can you support Russia? How can you defend Putin and call yourself anti-war? Seems like an obvious contradiction that I don't even need to explain. But yeah, let's relive this real quick because it continues to blow my mind.
See that. Remember, he's fighting against people that he largely considers to be very much like himself. There is no desire to murder all of these people, contrary to popular belief. The biggest lie I've heard repeated on television is Russian troops have been told to deliberately murder civilians, Ukrainian civilians. It's absurd. It's nonsense. Nothing could be further from the truth. Do they make mistakes? Do munitions fall on things they'd rather not? Of course, we make those mistakes. Every military organization does. But it is as ridiculous to assert that the Russians are deliberately murdering civilians as it was to assert when we were in Vietnam or then subsequently involved in other wars in the Middle East that we were deliberately murdering civilians. We were not. We didn't always tell the truth about it.
Okay, that's another fucking insane lie, by the way.
That's what inspired this whole debate with Aaron because of the way that him and Max handled this line of bullshit, saying, you know, literally denying war crimes, engaging in straight war crime denial, saying that, oh, Russia is actually doing this war in a very humanitarian way. Oh, they're not trying to kill civilians. When the bombs drop on them, they didn't know what was going to happen. Oops, the bomb exploded and it killed some civilians. We had no idea that's what bombs did. We thought we were dropping balloons. Like, what the fuck, bro? And then to compare it to Vietnam, the Vietnam War and the Iraq War, and say, oh, just like in those instances, obviously we weren't trying to kill civilians either. Shit happens, bro. Like, what the fuck? This is a literal war criminal doing literal war crime denial. And we've known who this guy is. Apparently Anna just fucking discovered him thanks to Tucker Carlson, but we've known who this fucking guy is. Most people know who this guy is if you're paying attention to this stuff. And he's a total fucking pro-war propagandist. This is who Anna Kasparian is thanking Tucker Carlson for introducing her to.
It's insane. And yeah, you're right. I forgot. I had vague memories of this because I know we've reacted to it on the show forever ago, but he literally comes out here and he's literally like, no, Russia has no choice. It's just like us in Vietnam. It's like, bro, what are you talking about? The My Lai massacre was the Vietnam War. Did we set villages on fire? Okay, you can listen to grown men cry and sob on camera and talk about all the horrible things they had to do when they were 19 years old and how they've never forgiven themselves. Okay, we did all that. I went to the fucking museum in Ho Chi Minh City, the War Remnants Museum, bro. I saw us fucking throwing people out of helicopters. I called my dad. I was like, I couldn't fucking believe it. It's really emotional. If you ever go to the War Remnants Museum, you'll be overwhelmed. I called my dad. My dad's a veteran. And the first thing he goes, oh yeah, they'll take two guys up in the helicopter. They'll blindfold them both. They'll take the blindfold off of one of them and they'll kick the other guy out of the fucking helicopter. And then they'll say, you're next if you don't tell us what the fuck we want to know. That was what we did to people in Vietnam, man. All right. And that's what he's comparing to what Putin's doing now as he's in the same breath. Justifying it to people that they brought him on the show to be like, Putin is the good guy. 15,000 civilians have been killed. That's civilians. All right. And you, that doesn't count the countless people who don't want to be on the front line, but have had no fucking choice because their country got invaded and their government said, sorry, bro, you're going in the meat grinder. All right. And it's Vladimir Putin's fault. You think that guy who's going out and talking about, I got to break some eggs to make a fucking omelet. Are you kidding me? It's absolutely insane. It's insane to call yourself a progressive and then cite a single word from that psychopath.
Yep. 100%. 100%. Yeah. And again, to claim that, oh, I love Tucker and you know, Douglas McGregor, because I'm so anti-war and so are they. No, they discredit the anti-war sentiment. They literally discredit the anti-war movement. And yeah, whenever they give lip service to anti-Zionism and to a substantive critique of Israel, they also disservice and discredit that movement because of what you're about to see, in addition to other Nazi sympathies recently expressed by Tucker. I just want to remind everyone about this exchange he had with Piers Morgan. Obviously, we're only going to play a couple minutes, but I really do recommend you guys watch this whole thing as Piers Morgan kind of struggles to, you know, realize what he's up against here. And the fact that he's not just debating another conservative or what, he's debating an actual Nazi here. And he's having to defend the decision of Great Britain, the United Kingdom, to participate in the war against the Nazis, right? Which is genuinely mind-blowing and something that Anna and Cenk both know about, right? They both know that Tucker is a Nazi. They both know that he's been spreading overt Nazi sympathies and historical revisionism as it relates to the defeat of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. Yet, you know, that doesn't bother them at all, apparently. And it doesn't stop them at all from singing his praises live on their so-called progressive broadcast. So, Zach, you ready to relive this real quick?
Let's go for it.
Hitler killed a ton of Jews. That's terrible. So that's been a diversion, really, that specific conversation from a much more important, broader conversation about what that war did to the West. And I think it's totally objectively fair to say the West, specifically by which I mean your country, which is really the seat of the West, has been in decline since the war. So, like, what is that? Do you know?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's been in decline since the war. There was a lot of recovery after the war. It was a devastating war. I mean, you know, one of the most extraordinary aspects of that war is that Winston Churchill, who many people here to this day believe, you know, pretty well single-handedly rallied the morale of the people here to help us defeat the Nazis, albeit with obviously America's help, that he, at the end of the war, he got thrown out of office because so many people came back to a really bad lifestyle, in a lot of impoverishment, a lot of, you know, homelessness and so on.
Well, maybe, were there other reasons? Like,
no, that was why they took it
out. Did Germany attack you first? Was that what happened?
What do you mean?
Did Germany attack Britain? Is that how you got into a war with Germany?
Germany attacked Poland.
Oh, but not the UK.
No.
Oh, okay. Because that detail
they wanted.
So you voluntarily joined the war.
Yes.
Okay, right. I'm not defending Hitler, of course, but it's just a fact that you weren't attacked. So when you say that Churchill saved Britain, well, Britain got into the war voluntarily.
Well, not voluntarily. One of our neighboring European countries was attacked, and it was quite clear that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis wanted to take over Europe. This was an existential threat to Europe and therefore to the UK. So you're arguing
that he would have come for the UK?
100%.
Even though
I think it's very naive.
Politicians and he, and there's like not one person who was saying that in 1939-40.
Well, no, Neville Chamberlain wasn't, because he totally misread what was going on. Winston Churchill completely read correctly what was going on and came out of the wilderness to actually come and save us. I think
you signed a treaty with Poland that locked you into a course of action that destroyed your country. I'm just
saying. I would have stopped in Poland.
I have no idea.
That's literally impossible, because he didn't. Austria also was, you know, rapid succession, and it was an expansionist project. It is literally revisionist history and Hitler fan fiction to imagine that this man was some sort of a rational diplomat. I mean, what kind of a world have we found ourselves in, where you have a guy back here who's kind of like taking back and being like, no, this was a wheeler and dealer. This was a rational guy. This was a man who was leading an extermination campaign to find a master race, and he was strung out all day every day on massive doses of amphetamine. This is the genius that you're conquering in your fucking mind. He was not a rational thinker. He wanted it all. People with that kind of a pathology, a very warped, broken, disturbed, fucked up pathology, they don't understand moderation. You do not go from where Hitler began to where Hitler finished if you understand moderation at all. You understand full throttle. I am going to take everything. I can never be satisfied. That is the pathology of the kind of person that leads the movement that Hitler was leading in Germany in the 1930s. He wanted to take over. He wanted to lead a master race. Does that sound like a project that you only last? Oh, if we're going to go 14 blocks and then we're just going to halt it over here? No, absolutely not. Look at America, guys. America was never supposed to be as big as we were, and we expanded. This is a project that explicitly wanted global domination. And I don't have very many nice things to say about Winston Churchill, but what Pierce said just a moment ago about how he read the situation correctly, and it was Neville Chamberlain that read the situation incorrectly, was totally on point.
Yeah, 100%. Piers Morgan is reacting to this insanity in a way a normal thinking person, an educated person, would react. And on the other hand, apparently hears this and goes, wow, you know, what an interesting new perspective. Thanks, Tucker. Like, it blows my mind that anyone who's not a literal uneducated, like 12-year-old, would find this to be compelling content worthy of your respect, let alone publicly admit that you enjoy it on the Young Turks. Again, like, you'd have to just not know any history. You just have to not know what the fuck is going on in the world or any sense of history to find this to be respectable from Tucker. And let's take in just another minute of this, because yeah, somehow it gets even worse.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yes, you do, Tucker. Come on.
I'm just going by what contemporaneous sources said. Mm. I have no idea. Hitler invaded Russia, so obviously that's deranged and incredibly destructive. So I don't know is the truth. He was focused on communism. No one doubts that.
He wasn't.
This was not a communist country. But I'm just saying, Britain voluntarily joined the war. It was a war that you were not involved in and you got in. But my question is, why did it destroy Britain? I don't understand. As the victor nation.
It didn't destroy Britain.
Well, look outside.
Look outside. We're
in the city of London.
Hang on. There's Tower Bridge. It's the Tower of London. Magnificent.
Well, it changed London.
Why do you look at this and see a wrecked country? I don't.
Well, I don't see an English country. So we're in the city of London now.
What do you mean there? What do you mean by that?
It's not. Well, people whose ancestors built Stonehenge are not here anymore. So the city of London is 36% white, and that's happened in the last, I don't know.
Stonehenge is not in London. Stonehenge is very far from London in terms of like ancient people's commuting. All right.
For one, the aliens built Stonehenge. Let's be real. You think human beings dragged those blocks across hundreds and hundreds of miles through the English countryside? Aliens built Stonehenge. But no, I'm just kidding.
We're both allowed one conspiracy theory. We both like to shuffle them around every once in a while, depending on what's the flavor of the week. Gavin's a Fruit of the Loom cornucopia guy every once in a while. That's a mm-hmm. a hill he'll die on. Anyway.
But yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, that interview with Piers Morgan happened like, I think less than a month ago, like around 3 weeks ago. Okay, it was November 26, 2025. So that's pretty fucking recently. That's basically a month ago.
Yeah.
Anna knows about this. And it's not just this interview where Tucker Carlson's been out here expressing, again, blatant, overt Nazi sympathies. As you said, Hitler fan fiction. Talking with people who do say that Winston Churchill was the chief villain or the greatest villain of World War II. This is crazy. And Anna Kasparian apparently sees that, hears that, and goes, oh, wow, this is a great contribution to the anti-war, anti-Zionist movement? Are you kidding me? No, it literally discredits it. Having fucking Nazis in our ranks? And it discredits you, Anna. As an anti-Zionist yourself, as a loud, proud, vocal, viral critic of Israel, it literally discredits you. Because now anyone can point to this clip of you hyping up Nazis, pro-war fucking Nazis, and they can say, well, doesn't this kind of call into question her message as it relates to Israel and Jewish people and Zionism? Like, why would you muddy those waters? Why would you fuck yourself like that? Why would you dilute the message, the one message that you espouse these days that's actually accurate and on point? It confounds me.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's the same thing that Cenk was doing the other day too, right? They're so desperate for the audience that they're willing to put themselves in just unbelievably compromising positions.